Next patient is Paquita Dogma. The last name is D, like in Delta, A-U-G-H-M-A. First name, P-A-K-I-T-A. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old African-American female that has been evaluated in this practice because of the presence of proteinuria. The patient initially had microproteinuria, and recently there is a change in the urinalysis that is consistent with 2+ protein, which is macroproteinuria. The patient has a creatinine of 0.995, a BUN of 22, and an estimated GFR of 74. The patient has CKD stage 2. The only possible explanation is a blood pressure that has been elevated. During the last visit, the patient was increased the lisinopril to 20 milligrams every day and clortalidone 25 milligrams every day. Today we have a blood pressure reading that is 141/83, period. The patient was instructed to continue taking the medications as recommended, stay away from the salt, and the amount of protein in the diet has to decrease. Period. Number two, the patient has a pulmonary nodule that has to be evaluated by the pulmonologist. The patient has an appointment with Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G. The patient continues with low abdominal pain that is being evaluated at the Central Florida Healthcare Clinic. We're going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And as mentioned before, the changes in the lifestyle are extremely important, especially in a patient with proteinuria and severe hypertension. Period. We invested 7 minutes in the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.